Homily 50. Be rich in what matters to God. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. This morning's three readings all deal in some way with inheritance and greed. As a chaplain at Mercy Hospital in San Diego, I witnessed, in their dying mother's room, a son and daughter fighting about who gets what. The daughter implored me to convince her brother that the mother had promised her the clock and other things. I was too young and polite to quote Jesus, who appointed me as your arbiter. Vanity of vanities, be rich in what matters to God. In one bitter divorce, I was prevailed upon to decide who would get the Thanksgiving turkey platter after thousands of dollars had been spent on lawyer fees. I said that I would buy them both a turkey platter. In my many years of priesthood, I have seen not only many families shattered over inheritance matters, but also parents who worked very hard and very smart, and they pass on their large or small nest eggs to their children, only to have it squandered in a very short time. The current issue of The Economist lead article is on the death tax. Fascinating. Vanity of vanities, be rich in what matters to God. When in Warsaw, Poland, I befriended a Polish university professor who had been fired because of his anti-communist stance. I accepted his offer of a city tour, during which he sarcastically pointed out what he called Warsaw's new cathedral, a huge shopping mall, a place, he said, that now had more worshippers than the main cathedral. When Mother Teresa was taken to a large American mall and shown all the wonderful things available, she said, "Oh, it's all very beautiful, but I need none of it." A woman who did not despise the good things of life, but was especially rich in what matters to God. However, I would have taken Mother Teresa to the Apple store and asked, "Are you certain that you don't need the new 27-inch iMac, 3.8 gigahertz processor, quad-core, 32 gigabytes of RAM, special sound and graphics card?" I love my computer. Vanity of vanities, the greed that is idolatry. Why do we have such a hunger for more earthly goods than we need? And forget about being rich in what truly matters to God. Ironically, but truly, the first temptation was to be like God, who is and has all. We often seek to quench our immense desire, the immense longing, with more and more power, honor, entertainment, alcohol, drugs, sex, iPads, iPhones, you name it. Greed comes in many forms, and it just doesn't work. Jesus was a man truly rich in what matters to God. As the God-man, he reveals not only who God is, "He who sees me sees the Father," but he also reveals what it means to be a genuine human being. "He who sees me also sees the new Adam, the transformed human being." The famous German Jesuit theologian Karl Rahner emphasized that Jesus was a first century, Second Temple, Palestinian Jew, and certainly uneducated by the Roman, Greek, and even Jewish standards of his day. Unnoticed for most of his life, unmarried, odd for a Jew, he led a short public life as a wandering preacher, for whom everything in a certain sense was already dead, or at least provisional. He considered the seemingly necessary and beautiful things of life not essential to his mission, which was to be and to usher in the kingdom of God. He died the death of a common criminal on the cross, but was raised from the dead. However, I would emphasize that unlike John the Baptist, Jesus was no ascetic. certainly did not despise the good things in life. How often do we find Jesus at banquets, wedding feasts, sharing a meal with his disciples, with sinners, the outcasts of society? He wore good clothing. The seamless garment the crucifying soldiers did not want to tear illustrates that. And he enjoyed a day off with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. His first miracle, changing about 175 gallons of water into fine wine. Did the original wine run out because Jesus and his disciples had arrived? When my mother was dying in hospice, my niece wisely suggested that we, family and friends, have Mass at the foot of her bed. My mother was rich in the things of God, but still had the petty vanities and petty attachments we all do. It struck me forcefully during Mass at the foot of her bed that only through death and purgatory would she be totally rich in the things of God. Vanity of vanities, be rich in what matters to God.